Good Guys Podcast starring
Braden Barnett, Kyle Hagedorn, Carson Anderson, and Hunter Blees.
It seems we have an ethical dilemma on our hands.
It's integrity. What is integrity, Kyle?
Integrity. Noun. The quality of being honest and having strong moral principles, moral uprightness. He is known to be a man of integrity. Synonyms: honesty, uprightness, probity, rectitude, honor, honorableness, upstandingness, good character, principles, ethics, morals, righteousness, morality, nobility, high-mindedness, right-mindedness, noble-mindedness, virtue, decency, fairness, scrupulousness.
For instance, in a 2012 state quarterfinal baseball game, a team was up 13-2. The coach of the winning team told the star player to sit out the rest of the game. The player told the coach to blank off. The assistant coach came by to help the situation, and the player said the same thing to the assistant coach. Members of the team came by to calm down their teammate. He said, F you guys too, and proceeded to grab his phone and tweet, F my home team baseball. He walked out to the dugout and did not return. It cuts off like half of the story, so I just had...
If you were the head coach and you had two games left to win the state championship and you knew that you probably needed this star player, would you let him back on the team, suspend him for a game, or kick him off for the remainder of the year?
Well, he's their best player and they obviously need him to win, Jimmy Butler. So, everybody makes mistakes and I think he should be let back on the team.
I think if he apologizes, he should be allowed to play.
I believe that he ruined it himself, so I don't think he should be on the team at all.
I think you should always listen to your coach, especially if it's Mr. Swanson.
The coach decided to kick him off the team to teach him and teach an important lesson in respect and let him know that consequences are tied to every action. The father of the star player came by the school to talk to the coach and talk him into letting his son back on the team. He said, he made a mistake and he's really sorry.
If you were the coach, would you have mercy and change his punishment? If you're the parent of the player, how would you have handled this with your son or daughter and with the coach?
Guest starring on the show today, Alex Deacon and Kyron Sunken. What's your guys' honest opinion on this player?
Play him, he's a savage.
Play him, he's a beast. And I think you should play.
Huh? I do.
Have it. You heard it here, folks. Straight from some eighth graders. How would you handle this if you were the superintendent? What message would you send either way to star player, the other players in the community? Story. The superintendent tells the coach that he must let him back on the team. The coach follows this directive. The star player gets to play in the semifinals and state finals, and his team wins the championship.
So basically the entire situation is he had done something wrong, and then the coach forgave him and they let him back on. I suppose it was bad to the rest of the players because he was just automatically forgiven without any punishment, just because he was somewhat better than the others.
It's a great opinion from Asia Fry.
Very good, very understandable.
How do you think the coach feels about this state championship? What about the players? What about the superintendent?
I think that the coach should not feel like a winner because that player that helped them win the state title lashed out on him and his teammates.
Personally, I believe if I was the head coach, I would be happy that my team won a championship, but I would not be happy in the way that we did so.
It doesn't matter how you win. As long as you win, you're still a winner.
The player probably learned a valuable lesson, and everybody got state rings, so everybody wins. A group of coaches meet at the end of the year to determine the dream team. That is made up of the best players in the state. They all have heard about this story and have witnessed it firsthand.
Should the coaches vote to keep the star player off the team? Why or why not? Should character and integrity matter when making such decisions?
Well, I think that being a good player also coming with that is being a great teammate, so I don't think that they should consider him for the All-Star team because he has a major flaw in his resume.
Personally, I believe since it's a completely different team and it's all the coaches coming together and it's about the most talented players in the league, he definitely deserves it since he was the star player and helped win the state championship. He definitely deserves a shot and a spot on the team.
Guest starring PJ Fleck.
Thanks, Hunter. The player's athleticism is what put him on the dream team. His character is irrelevant. O.J. Simpson may have murdered Nicole Brown Simpson, but he still had 11,000 rushing yards.
Thanks for listening to PJ Fleck. Thanks for listening to Good Guys Podcast.